And now on Nights with Steve Price, the Europe Report with Hugh Whitfeld from 7 News.
Royal Watch with Hugh tonight. How are you, Hugh?
G'day, Steve. Very well.
Getting near wedding frenzy for Harry and Meghan, and they're heading out today with, from Harry's point of view, his dad and his stepmother, and from Meghan's point of view, it'll be her dad or step, it'll be her stepfather-in-law and stepmother-in-law. It's all very complicated.
Not quite. It is William and Kate they're out and about with today. This is the first time that we've seen the four of them at a public engagement. We saw them, if you remember, back at Christmas time, walking as a foursome down the laneway towards the church at Sandringham. But this is the first public event that they've appeared at together, Kate, William, Harry and Meghan. Now, it's pretty important because Harry, Kate and William drive their charity work through the Royal Foundation. They're patrons of the Royal Foundation, their charity. All the work they do pretty much is driven through that. Meghan, once she marries Harry, will become a patron of the foundation as well. And today is their annual forum where they get up and talk about all the charities that they're going to work on this year. And Meghan will be talking. So it is really, we've seen her doing engagements over the last couple of months, obviously, but this is really her coming into the firm as such and becoming a royal worker, even before she marries Harry. In terms of the wedding, there was some pretty interesting news out of the US overnight, Steve. Mel B, Scary Spice, Spice Girls, was asked whether she'd been invited. She said yes. She said all five Spice Girls had been invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
And then she was asked if she was performing, and she kind of gave this kind of smirky smile and threw her papers in the air as if to suggest, you got me. So keep an eye out.
It was hardly tricky questioning.
Reception for a reunion of the Spice Girls. It could be too much.
Oh, it'll be interesting. I know they have denied it, so we'll have to wait and see. Are you still alive, clearly, because we're talking to you? You haven't frozen? The water in your pipes in your flat frozen, or your car?
Look, I've just done a quick recce of the neighbourhood. All the tables outside the pub around the corner are covered in snow, about 4 centimetres. That suggests to me that about 4 centimetres of snow fell in Islington, where I am in North London. Look, a big dump of snow here in London overnight. The sun's out. The snow isn't going away. The temperature isn't going to get above freezing today, so the snow's going to hang around. And there's another big couple of dumps coming for the southeast of London, southeast of England over the next couple of days. The heaviest of the snow today is up in Scotland. They are expecting anywhere up to 40 centimetres of snow in parts of Scotland. Glasgow Airport is already closed. Hundreds of schools right across Scotland, basically everywhere north of Edinburgh and Glasgow, will likely be shut today. Heathrow is still operating at this stage. There were about 10% of flights affected at Heathrow yesterday, probably a few more today, but mainly short-haul European flights. London City Airport's closed. They're just trying to clear the snow out of there. We've had a bit of snow. This is probably the snowiest winter I've had in London. I've had 4 or 5 of them. Most of the snow over the last couple of months has actually happened on weekends. This is probably the heaviest snow that we've seen during the week, so it's a real test for people going to work, going to schools. But I think people in London kind of forget that the rest of the country's been covered in snow for weeks and months. Like, they've been having snow up in the north of England for...
So they're calling you Londoners whingers, aren't they?
Well, I think people forget that it's winter. So maybe they should expect a little bit of snow in the Northern Hemisphere in winter. But it's a pretty cool sight to see London covered in snow. And I think, though, that the novelty is certainly starting to wear off for most people as they try and trudge to work in probably a third day of snow come Thursday.
I thought you might have been sent off to Rome to take some pictures of that amazing snow covering the Colosseum.
Well, we did get those pictures earlier in the week. This is a real pan-European beast from the east, they've called it, coming in from Siberia, although one newscaster here in England called it the hysteria from Siberia, suggesting that maybe people should just calm down. But there's been snow right across Italy, Germany, Croatia's had some of its heaviest snowfalls on record. It's kind of this last blast of winter coming out of Russia. And, of course, in summer, the newspaper headline writers like here to write that, London is warmer than Madrid or London is warmer than Athens. Well, they've had quite a bit of fun this week saying that parts of the UK are colder than inside the Arctic Circle. So I think everyone's kind of getting their last use of jackets for now and hoping that they can put them away come March.
You rug up, mate. We'll see your pictures on 7 News across the next 24 hours and talk to you tomorrow night.
Good on you, Steve.
Hugh Whitfield.